This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Fruit. Look what the Lord will do. It is hewn down. That means it's cut down. And then it's cast into the fire. Wow. I think we need to think about that. Many of us are going around producing bad fruit. And as the scripture is very clear, it says in verse 18, a good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. So ask yourself this question. If I am bringing forth evil fruit, what does that mean? Well, I'll read this to you again and I'll ask you the question. Verse 18, Matthew 7, 18. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. It's impossible. It says, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. So if you are producing the works of the flesh, wow, I pray you listen to this message today as Jesus is ending the Sermon on the Mount. And He says, ye shall know them by their fruit. What are you producing? That's the question. Are you producing the fruit of the Spirit or the works, plural, of the flesh? God is speaking to someone today and He wants you to examine the fruits that you are producing. Now, what fruit are you bearing? It's easy to check what fruits you're bearing. Luke chapter 6, verse 45 says this. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. It says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. The good news is God will give you the power to become the sons of God. Even though we are in sin, He wants, once we come to Him and recognize that we cannot save ourselves, He gives us the power. John chapter 1, verse 12. Look at John chapter 1, verse 12. I love this verse. And I want you to get this verse. John chapter 1, verse 12. It says, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. You see, once we come to Christ, once we recognize that we are a sinner and we cannot save ourselves, and that Christ died on that cross and on the third day rose again, the Bible say He gives us power to become the sons of God. The question is, do you have the power? Look at your fruit and see what you're producing. And the key thing is, you must be real with yourself and then be real with God. If you can't stop doing these works of the flesh, wow, God is clear here. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Because what you're saying, as the scripture read, He gave you the power. You won't produce those works of the flesh because God's power in you stops it. So if we're still doing it.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.